You're listening to episode number 232 of the She's Building Her Empire podcast. Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. Hey there, Stacey Tuschel here, and thank you guys so much for joining us today. So I'm really excited because today is the first day that we kick off our free 5-day challenge launched in 90 days. And I was a little nervous because I have a crazy couple months coming up. So I just got home last night from Beverly Hills at a mastermind. Next week I head to Phoenix. Then in 2 weeks after that, I go to Laguna Beach. And then a couple weeks later, I head to Orlando. And when I was looking at my calendar to plan this challenge, I realized very quickly that this was the 1 week it could happen or it wasn't going to happen at all. And I really wanted to do it. And I was getting so many requests from everybody that was, you know, asking, when is it going to happen again? When are you doing this? This is the time I want to launch. It makes sense, right? It's who doesn't want to launch or at least be thinking about it in quarter one of the new year. So I definitely had a little pressure on me, but I also really wanted to do it too. So when I discovered that this was the day that I had to do it, but I was nervous because I was flying home from out of town the night before, I wasn't sure how I was going to feel or if I was going to be super drained. And honestly, you guys, I am so incredibly pumped and I'm so excited to be here and inspire you to really make, of course, my doorbell rings. Oh, twice. Okay. So sorry about that. It's probably a package from Amazon, of course. Anyway, I just feel like this is the week I was supposed to do this. And I just feel like I'm in the right place and I hope you feel the exact same way because this is really going to be a great week. And I want this week to be as inspiring as my weekend just was. Okay. So I am going to do my best to make sure that happens. So welcome. If you are brand new to me, Stacey Tuschel here from shesbuildingherempire.com. And for me, I just want to show you that it's possible and that you can do it too. And that I didn't really even have this online idea or online business more than 2 years ago. And if you're saying, I would love to share my expertise, I would love to share, not even your expertise, you're thinking, I don't even know if I have expertise, but I would love to launch something or do something, you're in the right place because I'm going to show you how you can do it very, very quickly and really truly make an impact on your audience. So you guys, thank you so much for being here. I am so excited that you are a part of this too, Suzanne. So thanks for being here, you guys. Now, one thing we're going to be doing this week, because I'm just super excited and I really want to make sure that you're having a great time, we are going to be doing some giveaways and some giveaways that you picked in the Facebook group, She's Building Her Empire. One of the biggest things was everybody wanted a ring light, which I'm using my ring light right now. And I love my ring light. Like I don't jump on live without it. So especially if you live in Wisconsin and it's as gloomy as it is today, I would have looked like I was hanging out in the dark. So the ring light is what we're going to be giving away today. Now I'm going to quickly tell you at the end of today's live, how can you possibly win this? And I'll share more information. All right. So stick with me because you're going to want to know how you can win that. Now, one of the things that we're really discussing today, because every time you do a launch or anytime you set a goal of some sort, we need to have this vision of what do we want this to look like, okay? And it needs to be very measurable. So every time I head into a launch, I have a good, better, best goal. And I want to know, what am I looking to do? How many people am I looking to impact, right? Not just a revenue goal, but besides the revenue goal, I also want to know too, how many specific people am I looking to touch their lives, change their lives, right? So I want you to be thinking about that. And I really want you to be able to write that down today. Now, I work on my vision so much. I mean, I was writing stuff on the airplane to California, on the way home yesterday. I mean, I'm constantly growing my vision, my idea of what this looks like, right? What it looks like when I'm 80 years old or what it looks like a year from now. I'm constantly looking at what that's going to be. And if you think, well, it's January 22nd, I already did my vision for the year back, you know, December 31st or whenever you did it. I have news for you. You have to be constantly reevaluating that and looking at that and say, how can I go bigger than that? Or what, maybe your vision is too big for what you actually want. We've got to know our why. So today we're really, really going to work on what all of that looks like. Now, I also want you to know that one of the things that I do that really helped me have just a great week is I do start by having, I read the Miracle Morning book. And after that, I really made a commitment to start waking up very early. I wake up around 5. That was really early for me, especially when I don't have to be up that early. My kids sleep in till like around 7 or so. So for me, waking up at 5, I just get everything done that I want to already for the day, just set my intention, all of that. It can be really hard to wake up at 5 in the morning when you don't have to, if you don't have a vision, right? I would love to know in the comments, people that are watching live, what time do you wake up? And maybe what time do you want to wake up, all right? Now, when you have this vision and when you know what you're shooting for, because trust me, when you go into a launch, it can be really tough, okay? Really tough. It can be really tough when you go to open the cart and nobody's buying, but you still have to wake up early and you still got to get that stuff done. We need to know what that's going to look like, but why does it make sense? Why should we be doing that? Today was definitely one of those mornings that I would love to have slept in, but I've got my vision. And all I have to do is remember that and figure out what that looks like. And the second I remember that, it's really easy to get out of bed at 5 in the morning, okay? Really, really easy. All right, so we got lots of 5, 5:30, 6, 6:30, good. And it really should be in that range at somewhere because for you guys, and maybe you're like, but I'm a night person. But if you haven't tried to be a morning person, trust me, you'll be getting so many more ideas and so many less interruptions that you will be taken to a place you've never been taken before, because working during the day, it's full of distractions, right? Really difficult. So here's what I want you to think about when you're creating your vision today. Now, it's not this vision of where you're taking your brand in the next, 50 years. What I want you to be thinking about is, what is your launch vision? Okay. So we're going to get niched down. It's not just like, oh, I want this and I want that and I want this to happen. No, no, no. What do you want this first or next launch to look like? Okay. So I've got some questions here and things that I want you to be thinking about. Okay. So first, stop thinking about excuses or things that are going to hold you back or why this isn't going to work for you. I could have easily said, I can't do a challenge, in this next first quarter because I just don't have the time, right? But I made the time. I figured it out. I made sure that it worked, okay? Stop saying, I'm so tired, just 5 more minutes. I'm, hit that snooze button. Really start thinking about not how tired you are, but how excited you are to go work about whatever that is. Or stop thinking, or maybe start thinking about quitting your job. Don't quit it right away, okay? But start thinking of, how could this be possible one day to maybe quit my job or get out of a business that maybe you don't love? I work with a lot of people who have really successful businesses, but they're like, I kind of just fell into that. I really didn't love what I was doing. They got into it for the money or they got into it for whatever reason. I'm very fortunate that every business I've ever gotten into was because I was passionate about the actual whatever it was. So my first business is because I love dancing and then I love teaching dancing. And I don't have to think about how do I get rid of this business? How do I get out of it? Because I really enjoy still, I don't dance anymore, but I watch Dancing with the Stars with my little one. We're actually taking Tanner, my almost 5-year-old, to Dancing with the Stars in Chicago, the live show of it coming up in just a couple weeks. So little things like that, I still get to have that passion, even though I'm not currently doing it, I still get to have that business. So start thinking about what makes you excited and what makes you passionate and not just, ooh, I bet I could make money with this business, right? But I could do that, because those are the people that sell their businesses or they don't even sell it. They just get out of it because they're going, I don't love this. It doesn't light me up. So you've got to make sure that you're in a space that you really are passionate about, because I can tell you it's going to be tough to kind of keep pushing or to wake up when you're supposed to be waking up when you don't love what you're actually doing, okay? So I also want you to be thinking about what would drive you with this vision. So yes, I do want you to be thinking about the impact you're going to be making and what you can do, but you can also be a little selfish here. What do you want to be in a different house? Are you living in a place that doesn't inspire you, or, you don't love to be in, or you want to give your kids something more? Maybe you want to put your kids in private school or a different school or move to a better area because the public schools are so great there. Whatever it is, don't feel like, well, that's a really selfish thing to say. You can say whatever you want. There's no judgment coming from me, okay? I don't care if you want to get like a really amazing car. I don't care. I want you to have a reason that excites you and wakes you up every single morning to go and do whatever it is you want to do specifically, okay? So I think this is such an important step that people miss. They think, well, that doesn't matter. I'll figure out what I'm going to get when the money comes in, right? But I think you've got to have this before you should even be thinking about what you're going to really try to attain in this next launch, okay? So you need something to keep you going. You need something to make you want to wake up, and not even just that, but make you want to keep working, right? I can't tell you how many times I forget to eat lunch, okay? That might sound so crazy, or somebody probably just said right now, I wish I would forget to eat lunch, right? The reason I forget to eat lunch is because I am just cruising on whatever I'm working on, and I love what I do so much that I don't even think to stop and go, I wonder if I should take a break or eat something or do something. Now I know I need to be eating lunch and I need to be taking breaks, but I don't think about it unless I set an alarm or remind myself to go do that. If you're thinking, I don't love my job that much, then maybe you need to be reevaluating this, okay? So, okay, Chelsea? She said, I forget every day. Okay, me too. And I have to literally put it in my calendar or set an alarm so I don't forget to recharge and take that break. Because we really should be taking a break every 60 to 90 minutes just because we really need to recharge our brain, right? So I want to, but sometimes we forget, right? So, and that might not be your problem yet, but it will be the second you find something that really truly lights you up. So here's what I want you to be thinking about today. And what we do with this challenge is, first, I'll be coming on here every day at noon central on my fan page right here. We will then upload it as fast as we can to our podcast. So if you're going one day, I'm not going to get to watch her Facebook Live, no worries, because it'll be on the podcast probably within an hour after we finish wrapping this up, okay? We do it as quickly as we can, get our show notes, everything else up there. The Facebook group is absolutely the place to be. You will see people posting like crazy in the Facebook group their assignment for each day, their action items. And I just recently said this, on Instagram stories or something, but I saw a magazine where Dr. Oz had said this, and I just don't even believe he said it, because he said that if you say what you want to do, you probably won't do it because sometimes you feel like you've already accomplished it. Okay, I don't believe he said that because I think he's too amazing to probably even say that. But I totally do not believe, somebody wrote that comment. Somebody took his words and twisted it into that, right? I believe that when you share what you want to do, people around you will hold you accountable for that, right? Or they know, oh, she wants to do this, and I actually have a connection with this person, and I could introduce them, and I could help them, or you know what? I could be a great collaborator for her online course. She wants to do that, and I'm in this space. We could partner together. We could be doing this. When you put yourself out there, and when, as scary as it is, right, to know who's watching this, who's reading this, yeah, it's scary, but you do it anyway, right? So as scary as it is, you post it because you never know who's going to read that comment or watch that live and what it could possibly turn into, okay? So throw away that fear and just go for it. Now, in the Facebook group, nobody can read those comments except for people in my Facebook group because it's closed, okay? So unless you are a member of the She's Building Her Empire Facebook group, you can't see it. What throws people off is when you post in there, on your newsfeed, it'll say, Stacey Tushel posted and She's Building Her Empire. And then you're like, oh my goodness, does everybody see this on my newsfeed? No. Nobody can see it. It will show up on your feed though. So your friends can't see it unless they are also part of it. So we have a little bit of a safer place for you to get out of your comfort zone and go there and post, okay? So step number one, so this is what was sent in the email today. I want you take a moment, just really do some reflecting and list down all the fears that could possibly be holding you back, okay? So what is holding you back from having that successful launch, okay? Those fears we've got to let go of, but you can't let go of something that you don't know is there or you don't know exists, right? So this is a big step. And trust me, I still have a lot of fears that I'm letting, that I can't let go of, not yet. And I'm just working on it so much because I know that for me to break through to that next level, I've got to let go of certain stories that I tell myself, okay? And I wouldn't be surprised if I'm not the only person in this room right now, well, maybe not this room, but in our virtual room that probably feels the same way, right? We've all got stuff that we're telling ourselves or that people have told us, and we just got to let that go. Now, number two, how much income are you hoping to bring in through this launch, okay? So I do want you to set an income goal. Now, if you like the idea of the good, better, best, where there's three different numbers, go for it. But if you just want to pick one number, that's fine. I like having this this would make me feel really good, right? This number feels really good. This number, wow, that would be pretty amazing, right? And then this is like that would be crazy. I couldn't even believe telling you that this just happened to me type of goal, right? So the good, better, best is something I always do. If you look at my goals, you will see it on every single thing that I have, okay? Now, don't pick a realistic goal, all right? And this is totally like the pot calling the kettle black, if you've ever heard that expression, because I am that person that I think I dream very realistic. And the reason I usually hit my goals year after year is because they're goals that, yeah, they feel like a stretch at the time, but there's still a little, that's like a little bit in there that's a little realistic, and that's why I can hit them. And if that feels like something you've been doing, stretch yourself, right? Scare yourself a little bit to be like, listen, I don't know what I'm going to hit or what I'm capable of, but I'm going to like really push myself. Coming home from this weekend at my mastermind retreat, I have this really big number that I want to hit this year, and it feels like a stretch. And walking away from that event, I doubled that number. If you don't think that is scary, I don't know how it's happening. I haven't done the math. I haven't figured it out, but I know now that I want to shoot for something bigger. And I hope that you are feeling the same way. All right. So pick that scary number. We'll figure out later how it's happening, but don't get in your head and don't think, well, I haven't sold this yet, or well, I only sold this many last time. No, we are starting fresh no matter what stage of your business you are in right now. Okay. So pick that scary number. We'll figure out later how we're going to get there. Okay. All right. So the next thing that I want you to do is, how will this launch help impact your audience on a larger scale? Okay. Because it really is about serving people and not selling people, right? When you serve, it's super easy for people to say, I want to work with her. I want to do whatever she's doing or whatever she's selling. I want that because I really, really like her and I know she's going to help me. Okay. So get into the mindset of, how are you going to impact them? How are you truly going to make a difference? Because when you decide how that's going to happen and you solve a problem that your person has, it's going to be really easy for them to say, she's the person for me. Okay. All right. And then the last question. Okay. So there's four questions today, and this is in the email, and I think we have it in the Facebook group already. So if you're like, oh my goodness, I'm not taking notes, you're fine. Okay. So list three ways that your launch will help you become an authority in your respective industry and build your brand, okay? So how will your launch help you do that? Because you guys, that's the best part is when you go to launch, you will learn so much stuff about you, about your people, anything you can possibly think of. You're gonna go, whoa, I learned so much information, okay? So how will this launch help you become that authority, all right? I will stick around, you guys, and answer some questions. I want to fill you in on a couple more things, and then I'll kind of scroll through and answer questions. Or if you've got a question, definitely post it right now if you're watching live on Facebook. If you're listening to the podcast replay, don't forget I'm jumping on noon central every single day this week, and you can come ask me questions live, okay? So now I want you to answer those questions, share them in the Facebook group, okay? If you haven't gotten an accountability partner already, maybe find somebody in the Facebook group or think of somebody, okay, we're talking about impacting people. Do you know somebody, you're friends with them, okay? Do you know somebody that should be doing something in the online space? She's got an amazing gift or an amazing talent. Maybe she doesn't know it, but you know it. Imagine what you could do for your friend, right? Imagine the impact you could make on somebody else's life that doesn't even know this online world exists, okay? Because there are so many people out there that don't get this space. And they don't understand how this works. And they have no idea what people are doing online and how they're making an impact. So if you have somebody in mind that you're like, I need to call my friend and tell her to do this, make her your accountability partner. Share this information with her. Let her know about it. And do this together. Because I think when you go through it together, you'll have that accountability to make sure you actually finish on day five. Okay? Because today's great. Everybody posts on day one. Wait till you see the Facebook group. You're going to go, oh, she's right. People post like crazy. And then day five, there's not as many, right? Naturally. Let's actually make sure you're one of those very few people that finish on day five and that go, this just changed my business. This just changed my life, right? 5 days, you guys. In 5 days, you could be saying that. We have people with crazy success stories that finish strong on day five. I want you to be one of those people, okay? All right. So now, Of course, everybody wants to know, how do we win that ring light, right? If you're like, what's a ring light? I want to show you the amazing difference, what a ring light does. Look at my face right now, okay? Okay, imagine if I jumped on live and talked to you. I literally, my lights are on in my house. I look like I'm hanging out in the dark. Okay, I got really loud on my podcast, I bet. This is what a ring light does to your face, okay? It makes you like a million times better just by having that ring light on. And if you're going, I want a ring light, here's what you can do. Now, every time I just said I would do these podcast or these Facebook lives, I'm also stripping the audio, my microphone's right here, stripping the audio, and I'm putting it on my podcast, okay? So we have over 200 and I don't know, maybe 30 episodes on our podcast already. We've been doing it for 2 years. And what I would like to see is to go over there and get some really honest reviews of the podcast and what you think. So if you've been watching my Facebook lives, you've been listening to the podcast, whether or not you realized it, okay? I'm going to pick one person that leaves me a review in the next 24 hours. And tomorrow's Facebook Live, I'm going to shout you out. And you guys are going to, whoever that is going to win a ring light tomorrow that I'm going to ship to your house right away this week. Okay. So if that is something you're going, I could use a ring light, and ring lights are not cheap. I think they start at like $100 and go up to like several hundred dollars. Okay. So it's not a cheap anything, right? You're going to be spending some money on this, and I use it every time I jump on Facebook Live. Okay. So go win that ring light. Leave us a review on iTunes. That's where you're going to go. So you're going to go on iTunes. You're going to find the She's Building Her Empire podcast, and you're going to go rate and review us. And then what I'm going to give you directions actually in the Facebook group and on Instagram stories. If you're like, I don't know how to do that, I don't even know where podcasts are, I've got you covered. Okay. So check out my Instagram stories today or the Facebook group. I'll have directions in there for you to do that. And then tomorrow I'm going to pick a lucky winner who's getting this ring light this week. Okay. Okay. Shantane said an awesome ring light retails for $1,000 plus. Okay. I don't think I spend that much on mine. Mine was like a couple hundred dollars maybe. But I know lots of people that like love, I have ring lights and love them. You're definitely going to want to make sure you get it. Okay. All right. I will do that. So let's answer a couple questions. I've got some time, you guys. So if you need anything, post in the comments below right now and I'll take a few questions. Okay. Ooh, so Darla said, I have a technical question. What video and mic equipment do you recommend for someone starting out with videos and podcasts? So yeah, definitely the ring light for the videos. I have a in my Facebook group in the file section, I have a little file called Stacy's Favorites. And we have quite a few of those things actually in there that I think links probably just to the website or Amazon or wherever. So Darla, that's where I would check for that, right inside the Facebook group, She's Building Her Empire. Okay. Oh, I love this. Valerie said, do you have a creative way in coming up with a business name? I am so stuck in naming my new business. Okay. So I was you, Valerie, a year ago. So She's Building Her Empire, we've only had for about a year. Okay. Before that, I strictly used my name. And I didn't want the business to be just about me and my name. I wanted it to be more of a movement and a feeling and something that you saw and you were inspired, right? That is what I wanted. So I'm going to ask you, what do you want? What do you want your business to feel like or give the first impression of somebody? Okay. We just hired a new person. And while I was in the hiring process, somebody actually said, I saw the name of your business and applied because I couldn't even believe there was a business out there with that name. Like I was inspired just by the name of the business. Okay. Like I wanted somebody to see that phrase and think this is where I want to be, or this is who I want to work with, or this is where I want to work, any of that stuff. Okay. So you got to figure out all of that first. It took me months before I figured out what that name looked like. Okay. And the word I kept going back to was empire. I really liked the word empire. And then it took me longer to find She's Building Her Empire, right? So just start there. Start brainstorming and dreaming. What do you want people to say or see or think of when they see your brand, okay? Start there and don't put pressure on having the perfect name. You can change your name. My studios are 15 years old. We had a first name back in like 15 years ago, totally different name than what we have now, okay? Completely changed the name of our brick and mortar business, all right? So you can change names. So don't worry about that. I mean, even look at this. I was using my personal name and now I don't. So don't put pressure on the perfect name. It will come to you. And if it doesn't come to you right away, you can always change it later. Okay. All right. Great question though. All right. Good. Mickey said, I'm going to really start this. I need this to happen. Good. Well, you've got the right attitude. So I love, love, love that. Ooh, Shantane said, what are your thoughts around launching in 60? Okay. So launched in 90 is really just my signature framework of how I launch. I launch about every 90 days. And actually, if you're following me, you're like, she's lying. She launches all the time. Yes, recently I have launched all the time. Because first of all, I love five-day challenges. There's nothing like a five-day challenge. That is what I will sell you on more than anything this week is five-day challenges are incredible and I do them all the time because just watch what happens and you're going to know why I like them so much, okay? The engagement, the intimacy with the people in the room, it's crazy. So I just keep doing five-day challenges and I knew I wasn't going to be able to do a challenge for a long time because of my travel schedule. So I love challenges, whatever. Let me not even go on a tangent there. Launched in 60. Yeah, of course you can launch in 60. What I want to make sure, I've had people come to me and we work together and in a week they're trying to launch something, right? First of all, it depends on, do you have visibility right now? Do you have a following? Some people right now listening could have an email list that's really engaged and I could teach you how to send out one email and you could sell something right now and that could be your launch, right? Some of you need 30 days to prep and get an email list, but get a very engaged following, okay? Some of you need 60 days, and some of you maybe need 90 days, right? So I absolutely think you can do this in whatever time, but I always say it's the bow and arrow method. So like picture when you pull back an arrow. If you pull back the arrow like this far, you're like, it barely goes, right? But when you really pull it back, it's gonna go further. So there also is this place where like your arm gets stuck and it's like, just release it already. Like, what are you doing? Go for it. So some of you don't need 90 days, right? So I do think that we're all in different stages, but there are definitely, here's the best tip I can give you. Don't launch Friday or Saturday because you think you've learned everything you know about launching. Because what I'm going to teach you is there's a lot of stuff we do pre-launch, pre-challenge, pre-webinar, pre-whatever you're going to do, right? Before it happens. So great question. It absolutely can happen. I also had people that we talked about this in December sometime, and they said, I'm a fitness instructor. And if I don't launch something like the first week in January, okay, great. Well, there's ways we can do it, but there's always strategies behind it. Okay. All right. I love this. Good. Dawn said, this challenge is perfect timing for me to get moving and do it. You are so welcome. I'm so happy you were here, Dawn. All right. Jennifer said, what if you already branded your name? Should you create a new social media platform for your launch? No, so I still am on Stacey Tuschel on Facebook and Instagram. I still have my name, but my programs have different names, right? I've got other things going on. So you can have several programs that are branded or courses, things like that. You don't have to have just your name. Yeah. Tracy, I missed the entire hour and a half of this video. No, we've only been on for about 30 minutes. So Tracy, the email was sent out this morning. Sorry, I keep hitting my mic. If you didn't get the email already, you definitely didn't get it. Check your spam and then search. I think the title of this email is, it's the title of my live right now. So the title is, do you have a launch vision yet? Day one. If you type that in your subject line, you will see if you got the email or not. And if you didn't, just email us at info@stacytuschel.com and we'll personally send it to you so you don't miss it. We will also have the recap page and everything in the Facebook group she's building her empire to. Okay. All right. Yes. Good. Okay. Jennifer, we will be talking. Oh, there's two Jennifers. Jennifer Jones. We'll be talking more about that this week when we're talking launches. So every single day, as much as I'm taking questions right now, we can get a really ahead of ourselves. So stick with me each day with what we're doing. So as much as you're like, yeah, I got this vision down. I just kind of want to make money. I just kind of want to do this. Slow it down. Okay. You've got to slow down to speed up. Have you ever been like this? A person, and I'm probably describing exactly myself right now, a person that gets so excited about something that you have to do it right this second. You hear an idea and you're like, I got to get out of this conversation because I got to go email my list right now and tell them about whatever this is. Okay. This is me all the time. If I hear an idea, I have to do it now. And I am trying so desperately to get better at slowing down to speed up. Every time I do that, bigger and better things happen. Okay. Yes. There's lots of hearts and a lot of likes. Yes. I am sure I am not the only person that's like that. Okay. Some people they are the total opposite and they wait too long, right? And then there's like that select few that have the right happy medium of what we should be doing, okay? So I really, really want you to take time. 5 days is all I ask, okay? 5 days. And take time each day to really do the challenge. I have made it be where every 5 days, at the end of day five, you're gonna go, I think I can do this. And I already know what I wanna do, what I wanna sell, who I wanna serve, how I'm gonna do it, okay? I will talk about 5 day challenges, but I actually will talk about a few other launch methods as well. So I love 5 day challenges. However, I am not gonna push you to a 5 day challenge if it's not your style or your audience's style, okay? You might not be meant for that, or your people might not wanna hear that from you. Some people, it's just not the right niche for them. We're gonna talk about that, I think, on day four, okay? So I've really made sure to, I did a Facebook Live the other day, like I come on here and I prep. And before I prep what I'm gonna say or what I'm gonna do, I have prepped this challenge so well to go, does this make sense? Do I gotta switch the order? Do I gotta put it here? I'm really putting it in an order that helps you in 5 days go, I'm ready to do this. I'm ready to take that next step, okay? All right. Kristen, I think she asked, where do you think somebody should be at the end of the 5 days to be ready to start the launch process? I think that everybody will be in a different stage. And we kind of just talked about where, you know, everybody has a different list size, or they've got nothing, they've got no website, they've got no idea. They're like, I'm in a launch challenge, but I don't even have a product yet, right? Like, I don't even know what I'm selling here. I don't know what I'm going to do. You're all going to be in a different stage. When we get to Friday, I'm going to make sure though that all of those stages, you know what to do next or where to go from here. Okay. I will say this too. I am going to be sharing on Friday, my signature program launched in 90. Now, I am not doing the Profit Mastermind. People have already started asking that. I'm not selling the Profit Mastermind. Okay. I'm not going to explain what it was because I'm not doing it right now. Okay. What I will say though with launched in 90 is I am throwing in some bonuses that I've never thrown in before. Okay. Brand new bonuses. And not only that, but some group coaching aspect of it as well. So it's not just a self-study program. If you already own launched in 90, you get all of that too, because you already bought it. And that's how I roll. If you bought it before, you get all the new stuff too. So just, there's no surprises here. That is what's happening on Friday. You're going to want to stick around because some of these bonuses are pretty cool. And like I said, never done it before and they go away. They won't be back up later when I go to do it. Okay. It's like a one-time thing because of the group coaching aspect. Yeah. Yeah. Lisa, this is perfect because Lisa already has it. So she's like done. All right. So easy. Okay. Let me keep going. Karen said, are you going to discuss sales funnels with this training? So a launch is a sales funnel, right? People don't know what sales funnels are. Every time I say that word, they're like, I don't know what she's talking about. Basically, a launch, okay, which is a funnel, is helping your people go from just finding out about you to ending up becoming a customer. So a funnel is something that gets a new lead in the door, right? And they all of a sudden become more than just somebody who wants your free stuff. They're looking for that paid product. How can I work with you? How can I buy your stuff, okay? That's what a launch is. A launch is getting somebody who doesn't know about you or somebody who's known about you, but they haven't bought anything yet, right? Or they bought stuff from you, but they're ready for the next product, okay? So this is the ultimate sales funnel, this launch, right? So you are in the right place if that's what you want to learn about, because Karen, this is exactly what it's going to be, okay? All right, I'm gonna take like two more questions. There's some questions I'm purposely ignoring, not to be totally rude, only because I'm gonna cover them on one of these next days and I don't wanna get there yet. So if you're like, why isn't she answering my question? Okay. All right. Oh, good, okay, this is good. Is it Jemima? That's a pretty name, if I even said it right. Okay, good. I'm happy to help. Okay, so I think a lot of us I see in here, I have to learn to slow down. Let this week be the opportunity to slow down, because you are going to want to work ahead. And even right now, the questions coming in, it's like, you're just so excited. You just want to know how to do this, right? You'd probably sit here for the next 5 hours if I could just cram this in to be one day, but slow down and do the work, okay? Actually implement. Don't just watch the videos. Don't just listen in the background, the kids running around and you can't even focus because you don't even know what's happening. Really take this in, really do the work. And by the end of day five, you will have every answer you need to really launch in the next 90 days or 60 or 30 or whatever you want to do. Okay. All right, you guys, I'm going to let you go because you've got work to do, right? So you've got stuff to do and we can sit and chat all day, but I really, really want you to do this. So thank you for being here. I hope this was helpful. Reminder about leaving the podcast review if you want to win that ring light. I'm going to jump into the Facebook group right now and do a little show of how to get you to we're going to do a Facebook story in there. I just remember we were doing that. But to post it on Instagram stories, and then we're going to do a Facebook story, our first one in our Facebook group, that'll walk you through how to leave a review from your iPhone or whatever phone you have. I think everybody has an iPhone. I know. I'm so sorry. So then I will send that over there. And then tomorrow at noon central, when I do my live, I will pick my winner and I will shout you out on. So I'm going to actually copy your thing and like tag you on Instagram or on Facebook, wherever you're at. Okay. So we're going to show you how to do just that. All right. Thank you guys. All right. Have a great day. Get in the Facebook group, start posting. I'm going to be in there like a crazy person. I basically clear my schedule during challenge week. So I'm here for you. Okay. You are so welcome, you guys. I will see you soon. See you in the Facebook group. Bye everyone. We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.